The plan for the building is for there to be 28,000 square feet of private studio space for artists to rent as workspace. There will be shared workshop spaces, recording studio, darkroom, digital media lab, printmaking studio, ceramic studio, dance rehearsal studio. There'll be a performance hall, gallery, cafe, education space, community event space, really intending to be a resource for artists and those that are interested in using the arts to make Atlanta a better place.
Now, you just said 28,000 square feet. My understanding is that the building is 54,000 square feet. So you all will only be using a part of that space?
Well, Wonder will be operating the entire 54,000 square feet, but about half of it will be leased out to individual artists for working space. And then the other half of the building will be where we run programming and things like that.
Could you compare that with the size of the space where you are now?
It is 14 times bigger. So the space that we're in now is a little over 4,000 square feet, and it really has been the perfect first home for Wonderoot. It's been very good to us, but we've outgrown it. There's more demand on the space than the square footage allows. I think our brand has outgrown the charm of the old house. When people participate in Wonderoot programs outside of the Art Center and then come to the building, the two stories don't necessarily match up anymore. And then the third piece is we're really trying to build a sustainable source of revenue for the organization. And by renting out this private studio space, it's going to generate considerable income for Wonderoot that will allow us to really scale up and be an even healthier, more vibrant organization.
I'm curious about how this arrangement came about. Tech High Charter School is sort of catty corner across the street from the current Wonderoot building. Did it sort of start out with you and your staff sort of eyeing the place and thinking, that wouldn't that be nice, or what happened?
I should definitely say that when I moved into the neighborhood about 8 years ago and we began looking for Wonderoot's first home, we, of course, had our eyes on that beautiful building, but it was occupied by the Tech High Charter School. About 3 years ago, we wrapped up a strategic planning process where Wonderoot identified a number of next steps for the organization, one of which was definitely to move, to grow into a larger space, to allow us to meet the increasing demand on our programs and services. And in the summer of 2012, we began the process to acquire this school building from Atlanta Public Schools.
As you've mentioned, the plans for the building include, among other things, performance and community event spaces, a dance studio, and even a cafe. How does this expansion of resources fit into Wonderoot's sort of basic mission, which is, you know, a nonprofit arts and service organization with a mission to unite artists and community to inspire positive social change?
So Wonderoot really does that work in two ways. One is that we are supporting artists to have working professional careers in Atlanta. We do that by providing education programs, professional development programs, a lot of the kinds of resources that will be at the Wonderoot Center for Arts and Social Change. And then the other part of what we do is we partner with non-arts organizations that have missions on things like health issues or environmental issues, youth and social issues, and we partner those artists to really try to advance the work of our nonprofit partners. So we see the resources and amenities that we're providing at the new center is really the next step in Wonderoot trying to make those connections.
So you've talked about doing renovations to the building that was formerly known as the Tech High Charter School. How old is the building? What kinds of renovations are we talking about?
The building has a really interesting history. The building's 54,000 square feet, and the building was built in 1922 as John Faith Elementary School. And then it was a high school, Tech High Charter School, from 2001 to 2012. And so, you know, it's 92 years old, and there's, you know, considerable renovation that needs to be done, of course, to really repurpose it.
And what kinds of costs are we talking about for this renovation?
The renovation's approaching $3 million. We'll be launching a capital campaign to be able to raise the dollars to support the renovations and construction of the project.
Does this expansion in space also point to an expansion in Wonderoot staff as well?
So one of the reasons that we are doing this project is it's also a capacity building project for Wonderoot. So historically, about 75% of our income every year comes from contributed dollars, individual donations, and grants. And this will really turn that on its head, and the majority of our income will come from earned revenue sources, which will allow us to really have a stronger capacity as an organization. So our staff will grow significantly. Right now, we're at a staff of 8. Once we're fully up and running in the new building, we anticipate that we'll probably be at about 16 or 17 full-time staff members. And so we really are, you know, thinking that we're going to really move into a mid-sized arts organization in Atlanta. And I think that's something that the arts psychology in Atlanta will really benefit from.
What sort of time frame are we talking about here for the renovation and then the eventual ribbon cutting for this new Wonder Root space?
So we're in the kind of design and development phase right now. We will take control of the building and begin renovations later this fall, probably the end of the fall, beginning of the winter. And then in 2015, we are certain to open the Wonder Root Center for Arts and Social Change.
Next year.
Next year.
Chris Appleton, thank you for taking the time.
Thank you so much for having me.